Where did we leave off last week? I forgot about it.
206,
yeah. The Gemara says on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that if two Edim testify that if you have tray, two Edim testify on a case. And two Edim come later on and they say that the first two Edim who testified are Gazlanim and they're Pasulatus. So if Pasulinim be Gazlanus, that's not a Chiddush. That's a Dava Pashut that the second two are believed and the first two are not believed. Aye, but it's tray. So the answer is no, but the first two are Bali Dvarim. They're saying about themselves that we are not Gazlanim. So they're not Nemanim. The second Edim who say the first are Gazlanim are Nemanim. So that's not a Chiddush. So the Gemara said there were two explanations for Rava's opinion. Why Rava holds Mikana Lahabo Nivso? One explanation was that Rava disagreed with Abayi on the level of the Raisa because they examined Chiddushu, so it's only Enlach Bam Shas Chiddush of the Eilach. And the second explanation, Nika Diami, that Rava Namik Abayi Svirole, Minatore Abayi is right. It's only Midirabanan that they changed the din Midirabanan because of Pseida Dilukuchas. So if it's because of Pseida Dilukuchas, so even in a case where it's not a Chiddush, for example, the Paslin of Gazlanusa, you'll also say that it'll only be Mikara Labo and Yivson. So we don't accept Rabba's opinion. We pass on like Abai. There's no Takana de Rabbanon for Pseida de Lukuchas, and you're not concerned about that idea that Rabba developed that that Chiddush. Taisus points out both on Ayin Beis and Beis as well as on Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says Pseida de Lukuchas, Lav Davka Lukuchas, Pseida de Mikaba Matana, Pseida, any case of Dini Mamanis. But then Taisus points out, but then Tosis points out the end of the on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the last few lines in Inami, Diba Maschal Inami. So Tosis says, Pseida de Lukuchas only applies in the case of Dini Maminis. Ike Benai Linyan Dini Nefashis, or Lesser Isha Labaila, Elihu Gitn, the Kiddushin, the Eidus Achoydesh. In any case other than Dini Maminis, if the reason for Rav Shita is Pseida de Lukuchas, so then it's based on Hefke Bezen Hefke. Hefke Bezen Hefke only has application in the case of Dini Mammon. In any case of Isa Veheter, so Rav will have to admit that it's Lamafrehu Nivsal. How come the Gemara didn't give that as an Ike Benayu? The Gemara just says Ike Benayu, Asida Beitre Bechad, Inami Paslina Begazanus. The Gemara should have said Ike Benayu, Eidus Achedesh, Eidus Gitin Kiddushin, Lesser Risha Labadu, Din of the Pashas. The Tesis writes on the last line, the Gemara wanted to give a nafkamina within Mominus. But outside of Mominus, there are many nafkaminas. Yeah. So the principle is whenever you have tray, so we don't know who's telling the truth. Unless it's tray, paslina begazlanusa, then of course the second I believe, the first I not believe, because the first are the Bali Dvar. The second I saying about the persons of the first eight. Then, of course, the second I believe, the first I not believe. Unless you're going to make a takana mishum seder de lukuchas. Okay. That's the Gemara. What do you do if you have tray in a case like this? Two Edim say this man is a ganef. Man is 25 years old. He was always assumed to be an honest individual. So we always assume he's a becheskas kashrus. When he was born, he was a tzaddik. When before his bar mitzvah, he wasn't responsible for any averis that he did. He probably didn't do any averis. Now at the age of 25, two witnesses testified that he robbed a bank, and two witnesses say that it's not true. That they were there that day and he never robbed the bank. Someone else robbed the bank, and it's a mistaken identity. So you have tray regarding whether he is a ganef or not. Or tray regarding whether he's a mechal Shabbos or he's a bal avera, that he should be posulated. So Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rishonim that if you have tray on a person's cheskas kashrus, we have to posul him latest, misofik. You don't say that the cheskas kashrus win. What if you have tray about a halvoyah? Two Edim say that Reuven borrowed money, two Edim say Reuven didn't borrow money. We were there, didn't borrow money. So these two Edim say that they're lying, these two Edim say that they're lying. So you have tray on all of the four witnesses. Each of the four witnesses has a cheskas kashrus. And now that the two testified that he did borrow money, two testified that didn't borrow money, so now each one of the four witnesses is a tray, whether he's postulated or something. And each one of the Edom has a cheskas kashrus. So on the Shulchan Aruch, they have the case, if you have tray about me, two Edom say I'm a gangster, two Edom say I'm not a gangster, so you cannot accept my testimony. My cheskas kashrus doesn't help. So what if you have treyu trei? Not on me. You have treyu trei whether the murder took place. A treyu trei whether the halva took place. Whether the hezek took place. So clearly, two out of the four witnesses are telling a lie. Could be that all four are telling a lie. Could be that all four are lying, but it can't be that all four are telling the truth. Two Edom say that a Havot took place, two Edom say the Havot didn't take place. It's two of them are outright lying. You don't know who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. And all four have a Cheskas Kashrus, but it's a Trey Trey. So what's it did in that case? In that case, is a Machlegs Rav Chizden Rav Huna. That's in Baba Basra. First quotes from Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph on the days. Do you say, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali? You know for sure that two out of the four are telling a lie. You don't know which two. So you can't be suffic. You can't accept the testimony of any of the four. But he say no. That the zubabif and the atzma meida, the zubabif and the atzma meida. So that's the machlokes samaroi. Yeah. The Gemara says if you have echad mikat zu, the echad mikat zu, if you have one of these pair of eidim, one of these pair, and they come together, then for sure one of them is posulatus. We just didn't know who. So for sure, in such a case, you only have an eid echad. You don't have two eidim. So Bezin can't paskin. That's the Gemara Shavua says like that. Echad mikatzu, the echad mikatzu. For sure, they're not mitzdar from yachad, because you know for sure one of them is posulatus. But what about zubabif and the atzma mida? Zubabif and the atzma mida. That's a machlokes samaroi. Yeah, how do we paskin? So I think we paskin that it's kosher in Shulchan Aruch. I think we paskin like the opinion that zubabif and the atzma mida, zubabif and the atzma mida. That's why the Ktzois and the other Achrayim have a whole discussion. Manishtana, why is it different? If you have Trey or Trey, two Adam say that I am a gangster, two Adam say it's not true, I'm not a gangster. So you cannot be lie on my cheskas kashrus. Because Trey or Trey, whether I'm a gangster or not, so you have to pasul me le'edis misafik. Trey or Trey, you have to be machma misafik, and the cheskas kashrus that I have doesn't help. Because by Trey or Trey, you don't shtel of cheskas kashrus. How come if you have Trey or Trey, not discussing whether I'm a gangster, Trey or Trey, whether they saw the Levana or not. Two Edom say they saw the new moon, and Bezin should make Kiddush HaChodesh. The other two Edom say we were all together and they're lying. The moon did not appear. It was raining. It was cloudy. No one saw the new moon. They are making up a Baba Maisa. So you have Trey or Trey. So there we pass the Zubobi from Atzma Mida. Why? Because of the Cheskas Kashvas. Why isn't it exactly the same? Well, how come here if Trey or Trey, whether I'm a gangster, so misafik, you have to pass on me. You don't be lying cheskas kashus. And here in Trey or Trey, you say zubobe from the atzma mida, you do shtalav cheskas kashus. So that's a discussion in the Ktzais and the other achrayim. But halacha lemaisa, that's how we pass on that zubobe from the atzma mida, zubobe from the atzma mida. We don't give them honest to the first cut over the second cut. We don't give them honest to the second cut over the first cut by the Trey Trey. The Trey Trey, we don't know what how to deal with the case. So we can't function in such a case. Tosis was bothered with the kasha. Why shouldn't the second pair of witnesses always win because they have a migul? Migul de boy paslinu de gazlanusa. If they would have said about the first pair of Edom that they're gazlanim, then we would have believed the second cut. Or if the second cut would be mazim, the first pair, we would believe them. Yeah, that's dangerous. If the second pair can always pass on the first pair with Hazoma. They can say, what do you mean? We were together in Australia. The only thing is that if they're telling a lie, we were together in Australia. So someone may catch them in the lie. They weren't in Australia. They were in New York. So that migo di boy paslinu be Hazoma, that Tosfos doesn't ask that here. In other mesichtes, they talk about that. Here they ask, whenever you have any case of trey, so why do you say that you don't know how to function? The Bezin doesn't know who's telling the truth. We should always assume that the second pair of witnesses are telling the truth because they have a migui boy paslinu be gazlanusa. They could have said about the first pair that they were gazlan. They could have made up a story that they robbed the bank at 3 o'clock in the morning and we were watching when they stole all the money. So why shouldn't the second pair always be believed? So Tosfos gives a few suggestions to answer that question. So the Ramban in Ksubas writes, he thinks the whole kasha is a mistake in the first place. He thinks that migu is only a din. Migu is a problem. The Ksachoshim points out, we don't know where the pasuk is. Migu is a din deraisa. We don't know where the drush is from a pasuk and chumash. So it's a problem. Where is the makar? So the Ramban says, whatever the makar is, we don't know where it is exactly. But migu is only a din that's limited to nemanis baldimitai nasai. If I claim that you owe me $1,000 and you deny it, So if you say loy lavisi, or you say paraiti, so your nemon midin kai for akol, you don't even have to swear at all minatur. The Rabbanon and the Doris Achreinim in the days of the Amoraim, they introduced Shvuas Esses. That's what Rashi claims that Shvuas Esses already existed in the days of the Mishnah. It's a Shvuas HaMishnah, and Taisa disagrees with Rashi. It's from the Doris Achreinim of the Amoraim. And the Gemara in Kiddushin, Taisa points out the Gemara in Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak, uses a Lashon. B'hashtad, the Tikra Rabbanon Shvuas Esses has to mean in the later generations of the Amoraim. If it's a Takanas HaMishnah, they wouldn't say B'hashtad. Hashtad means when Ravin Rav Ashi are writing, are editing the Talmud Bavli, they're saying Vahashna now that in the later generations they changed the din, they introduced Shvuas Esses, so now the din is going to be different. So we usually assume like this, that Shvuas Esses didn't exist, wasn't around in the days of the Mishnah, it was introduced in the later generations of the Amoraim. So the question is, when do you have a Shvuas Esses? When the fellow is Kofer Hakol. Yeah. When he's Kofer Hakol. What constitutes Kofer Hakol? When is Kofer Hakol? Minator the Kofer Hakol is Neman Belishvur. I mean, the Rabbani has to swear Shvuas Esses. What constitutes a Tainus Kofer Hakol? So the Gemara says in Shvuas, the Gemara has a lot of details. So the Gemara says, if the Nitvas, I claim you owe me $1,000, and you say Loi Lavisi, or you say Paraiti. Or if it's a pikodin, so you say lohiv karatani, or you say hechzarti, I gave back. I never got the pikodin in the first place, so you say gave it back. So that's called kaifer hakol. What if you say machalto onus chayavto likenegdon? You admit that you borrowed the money, you admit that you never gave it back. All the claims that I have, I lent you $1,000, you never gave it back. They say the whole story that I said is true, but there's a little detail that I forgot to mention, that I was meichel. And I say, not true, I was never meichel. So the Gemara says, if the nitva advances a tainus machalto, or he says, that everything I say is true, that I lent you $1,000, you never paid it back, but I forgot to mention that not only do you owe me $1,000, I crashed into your window, and I smashed it, and I owe you $1,000. So it's a wash. I owe you, you owe me, so they cancel each other out. So if you advance a taino a machalto on this chayavta likenegdon, so the Gemara says you don't have namanis betoras kofer hakol, you only have namanis betoras migu. It's only naman betoras migu, and the migu only has namanis if he could have been naman, if he would have advanced a tainus loyla visi or paraiti. So then if he tainus machalto on this chayavta likenegdon, then he's naman with a migu. What happens if his situation? Why bring Aiden that I lent you the money? So you can't say Loi Lavisi. You would be contradicted by Aiden. And then I bring Aiden who testified, I lent you $1,000 and I say I want you to pay me back by wiring me the money. And we're going to have a record, or by check, and we're going to have a record of it. And you have no record. So let's say I have Aiden who say that I lent you the money, and Aiden who say that you never paid back the money. It's absolutely clear. So then if you're going to advance a taino machalt on the schayav to the kenegni, you will not be believed. The Torah is kaifer hakol. The only nemonis to advance a taino of machalto on the schayav to the kenegdon is betoras migu. And the migu is only good if he would have advanced the taino of lalavisi aparaita, he would have been believed. But if it's impossible for him to be believed on the lalavisi aparaita because it's kenegadated, so he wouldn't have been believed if he would have said lalavisi aparaita, then he's not nema to say machalta neschayav to likenegdon. Why does that have to? Ma gora, loma yigora. Why is the taina of machalta neschayav to likenegdon? Why is he only nema b'toras migu? Why isn't he nema b'toras kofer hakol? I say you want me $1,000. You say you want me zero. You kofer hakol. Why zero? Because he said machalta neschayav to likenegdon. So why does that have to mean nema b'toras migu? Why isn't that nema b'toras kofer hakol? It's a fundamental question, elementary question. So the one who explains it is the Ran on the Rif in Shavuos. I don't know why it's not explained earlier. So the Ran on the Rif on Shavuos explains why. If I advance the taina, I lent you $1,000, you never paid it back. So the most direct, the simplest taina sptur is if you will respond by saying lo lavisi or paraiti. So when you say lo lavisi or paraiti, that's called kofer hakol. If you're going to say a taina that's a little bit ongedreit, it's a little bit flimsy, machalta. I claim I lent you $1,000, and you say, yeah, I was meichel the money. How often does that happen? This is common practice. The guy lends money, he pays it back. Okay, I say I lent you money, you deny that. You say you never borrowed the money. But to say machalta, how often does that happen that the fellow, let's say $1,000, it's not so common that it's going to be machal. On this chayavta li keneg nepunkt, exactly the same amount. I say I lent you $875.56. You say, yeah, true, you owe me the money, but this chayavta li keneg, then you crashed into my window, and the window that you broke exactly cost $875.65. Exactly the same amount. Haloi dovahu. It's a very strange. So since it's reya tainosa, it's a weakness in the tain, it's a reyasa. There's a weakness in the tainas anitva. If he says paraiti, or lo lobisi, or paraiti, there's no reyasa in the taina. That's the most direct tainas to you can have. So that's the namonis. When the Torah says the kofar hakol is believed, so that's the best namonis. That's if he advances such a taina. By the way, where does it say the kofar hakol is believed? Belishvua? So Tosis points out at the beginning of Bob Metzia Dav Gimel Amud Beis, because when the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim describes the situation of Moedim and Mixas that he has to swear, it says Hashayamiki Huzeh V'nikra Bal Bais El Halahim. Nikra Bal Bais El Halahim means Lishvua. The Gemara understands that it means Lishvua. He has to swear Lishvua Sadayonim Shvua Deraisa, and then it says Hashayamiki Huzeh. So the connotation is Hashayamiki Huzeh V'loizeh. He admits a certain amount and he denies the other amount. So he's Koyfer B'Mixas. Moedim b'miktzas a koyfer b'miktzas. Then he swears nikabal bais alalim. He swears a shvur deraisa. But if it's koyfer hakol, then the mashmos of the pasuk is that he doesn't have to swear at all. He's neman b'taynasa. So by medvam amurim, when is he neman with the tainus koyfer hakol in the chumash? That's only if he advances a taina without a reisa. If he advances a taina machalta on his chayavta li kenegdam, which is rei a tainase, it's not such a smooth taina. It's a little fishy. So then the halacha says that he's neman only if he has a migu. Where's the pasuk? We don't know. The Ktzai says we don't know, but that's somehow the Gemara has such a tradition. He's neman with a migu means if he would have advanced the tainav, the lavisi, a paraiti, one or the other, he would have been believed. So on the other additional tainas, a machalt and a schalyaft and a connect, then he's also neman. What if he advances a taina that's rea tainase miyod? Not just a little race, a little fishy machalto. Let's say he says, in order to explain why he's putter, he tells a whole fantastic story. The cow jumped over the moon, and this, and that, and the other thing. Wow, such a wacko story. It's so crazy. It's ridiculous. So then the Gemara says that it's no good. If it's Rei Tainos and Miod, there are three Gemaras that contradict each other. Tosus asks in Bava Basra Daf Hey, there are three Gemaras that all contradict each other. What's the din of Amigo B'makom Chazaka? It means migo that's contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kama. The word chazok means different things in different Gemaras. So in this context, the Gemara means, what's the din if the migo is contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kama? So there's one Gemara that says, migo b'makom chazok is good. One Gemara says, migo b'makom chazok is no good. And Baba Basa Dafei, it's an ibai de Leib Shita, where the migo b'makom chazok is good or it's no good. So Taisa says, a three-way stira. What's the teret? So Taisa stands on the head to give terutzim, how everything fits in. So the Shach has in Chosh Mishpat, in the end of Simen Pei Beis, he gives all the klali migu. So the Shach has adopted the answer of the Nebuki Yosef. The Nebuki Yosef on Baba Basra on the side of the rift. They don't have the Iran, they have the Nebuki Yosef. So the Nebuki Yosef says there are many different kinds of roiv. Migu mevakam chazaka, what's if the migu is contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kama? So sometimes there's a Ruba de Leisa Kama of 99.99%. Sometimes there's a Ruba de Leisa Kama of 95%. There's a Ruba de Leisa Kama 85%, 75%, 65%. Different rhymes, there are a million different rhymes, depending. So the Nemuki Yosef says, if it's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, such a strong Ruba de Leisa Kamon, 98%, highly unlikely, the cow jumped over the moon. Such a wild story, it's ridiculous. So Migu Mavakam Migu, contradicted by such a Chazaka, that's Rea Tainase Miyod. Then we don't accept such a Migu. If the Migu is, let's say Machalto. Machalto is always Keneged Rhyme. How often is it that the Malvis, Mechel Tegeloive, a large sum of money? They're not so friendly. Even $5. Well, why should it be Mechel the $5? They're not so buddy-buddy. So that's exactly what every Migu is all about. It's always Rea Tainosa. It always means there's a Shtikel Ruba de Leisa Kamon contradicting. If there wouldn't have been a Ruba de Leisa Kamon contradicting, the Tainas Anitva would have been Neman Betoris Koifer Hakol. You wouldn't have to come out to the whole institution of Migu. So that's what every migu is all about. It's rei tainosis. A migu mevakam chazaka, of course it's nema. Otherwise you wouldn't need a whole din of migu. Migu means, by definition, that it's a rei tainosis. And if it's contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kamon of 85%, that's an ibai de Leib Shita in the Gemara. They're not sure where do you draw the line. at what point they say if it's contradicted by too strong a ruba d'leisa kamon, then it knocks out the whole migu. When they say no, that's what migu is all about, when it's contradicted by ruba d'leisa kamon. So the Ramban writes in the Chidush among Subis, the whole institution of migu is only a detail, a prat within Hilchas Nemonis Baldin B'Tainosoi. There is an institution that Koifer Hakol is Nemon, only Motiv Mitzvah swears a Shvua Deraisa. Koifer Hakol is Nemon Bali Shvua. Koifer Hakol is only if he has a Taina without a Reyesa. What if the Taina has a Reyesa to it? It's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon contradicting the Taina. Like he says, Machalton is Chayavton Likinegdon is Reya Tainosoi. Means that there's a slight Ruba Deleisa Kamon against it. How often does it happen that it's that he's Moichel? How often does it happen that it's Chayavton Likinegdon? Unusual. So then the din is that the migu works. So the Ramban says the whole institution of migu is only detailed within Hilchas Nemanas Baldim and Tainosoi. When is the nitva Neman Belishvua and when is he not Neman Belishvua? But by Edim, you should say that the second Kadedim should be believed against the first Kadedim. When it's a regular case of Trey, whether they did see the moon or they didn't see the moon, whether they're Lova or Loy Lova, you should believe the second Kad because of the Migi, by Paslin Lekamai Begazlanus. So he says, Migu doesn't apply by Eidim. Migu is a special thing only in the Parsha of Namanus Badim and Tanas. That's not, the problem is we don't know where the Pasuk is. That's what the Ksai said. Where's the Pasuk? L'chor, you have to have a Pasuk. That's not a Svara. Migu doesn't make sense. It's not a Svara. It's a Xeris HaKosov that on this amount of money, if I would have advanced the Taina Skhtura of Lo Lavisi Aparait, it would have been believed. So any other Taina that I advance on the same amount of money, I also have Namanus.
The reason the Kofar HaKol is an Eman is because the person isn't Mehiz to be Kofar HaKol. So how can we say that if a person is against a Chazakah, he's less believed? The fact that it's against a Chazakah means it's a more audacious claim, so we should be more believed. Because the whole reason we believe a Kofar HaKol is because it's an audacious claim. And you don't know Mehiz with or.
If it's not true. So if a person, now if he's going against the Chazakah, he should be more believed, right? I don't know. Rashi learns that the Gemara is explaining the basis for the Nemonis. Yeah, Rashi holds like that. Rashi's opinion is not accepted there. Rashi holds Mikra Adin. Rashi reads the whole Daf Gemara differently from Tosfos. Rashi learns Mikra Adin. Every single case where there's a hakhasha between the Taveh and the Nitva, I say you want money, you deny. I say Mikra Adin, the Nitva always has to swear. Whenever he times at his potter, he always has to swear. But if he has, if the Nitva has a Ruba Deleisa Kamon that supports him, Ein Adam, Meis Potem Efnei Balkov, Lichva Hakol, so then if he has a Ruba Deleisa Kamon that supports him, then that potters him from the Shvur. Tosis totally doesn't learn like Rashi. Tosis learns it's totally not correct. That the whole chiyuv, it's not that Nikra Din is always a chiyuv shvua, but if there's a Ruba D'Leisa Kamon that supports the Nitva, then that patters him for the shvua. Tosis learns everything fakert. Nikra Din, Kofar HaKol is believed. So the Nitva should always be believed to say that he does no money. But if you have a situation where the Taina Sataveya is a Taina Chashuva, it looks as if the Tainas HaTaveh has more raglaim ledover, more support to it than the Tainas HaNitva, so then there's a chiv to take the Shvua. So it tells long the whole Gemara is totally different. That it's not the basis of the Nemanis, it's a question of amigo lavturi mishvur. Whole different shot in the Gemara. Anyway, so that's the Ramban's comment. Ramban thinks that the whole Kasha of Tais is here, and in Ksub is the same discussion, Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, they'd say Chanan over there. He thinks that the whole thing is out of place, that the whole institution of Migu is only a detail within the parsha of Namanis Badim and Tainos.
Whenever we say to believe in Tainos Migu, really means we do believe in Makalta so much as Makalta plus Migu.
Again, what?
Whenever we say to believe in Tainos Migu, it doesn't mean just Migu. We believe in Makalta so much and the Migu just finishes off and Namanis gets
together. I didn't get every word that you said. Nachamo. When a guy has a, he says Makalta.
Right.
He doesn't say lo lavisi. He says lo lavisi v'lo paraiti ava machalto. We believe him with that taina, yeah.
So we said that we believe the migu is not meant to believe machalto, but the migu just helps finish off that nemon a little bit.
He's never to say machalto only because if he would have said lo lavisi ava paraiti, he would have been believed. Let's say he is unable to advance the taina of lo lavisi ava paraiti, but there are eidim who block that. So then there's no amigo.
Assuming the amigo is only mechanism of Chief Belief, so what difference does it make for it to be actually more? 99% at bad time. If the whole mechanism is the amigo, it can still say the amigo equally in both cases, so why does it matter?
That's the halacha. The Gemara assumes that migu only works when it's a slight growth contradicting the taina that he's advancing.
Is that because really we believe both somewhat and the migu just helps both? Really, we believe somewhat.
The Toveya who says you owe me money has a certain degree of namanis. Yeah, otherwise there would never be a chi of shvus moedav and mikzas in the first place. So you see that the Toveya does have namanis. The nikva has the same namanis as the Toveya, but more because he's the muchzak on his money. So the nikva has namanis. So he, if he taina is a kaifer hakol taina, then he's neman balishvu. If he taina is something that's rare taina asay, then that's not on the list of accepted tainas. The same achalta mischayav talikaneda, because that taina is contradicted by a raiv. So then he doesn't have namanas. But we have some mystery pasuk somewhere that teaches us that there's an institution of migul. That in any case where he would have, the nitva would have been believed to advance a taina kaifer hakol. And any other taina that he advances, he also has namanas. Yeah.
So why is there any difference between how bad his first taina was, assuming he has the same option, the same amigo?
How bad the second taina is, not the backup taina.
Assuming he said he's not going to remove it, but he can still say the mitzvah amigo just as well that he would have said mahalta. Why is that different? If you're believing
if the taina that he advances is very wild, it's contradicted by a very strong rite, then the amigo doesn't even help.
Still said amigo.
Yeah.
So if amigo is meant as much as you believe him, why does it make a difference how bad?
It's like a chiddush. It's a chiddush that we believe a person with a tainus migu, even though it's rare tainus, even though there's a roiv against this tainus. So that chiddush only applies if it's a weaker roiv. But if it's a very strong roiv contradicting the tainus amigu, then at kedekach you have no chiddush in the Torah.
So you say the amigu is really just helping finish off his nemanus, like how the kind of starts in nemanus, he moves stuff up. It's not such a rare thing, amigu.
Yeah. Migo beefs up the namanis in this case, but if it's a migo against a very strong rib, then he's ain't enough. Yeah.
The question that we're addressing is that the second pair of Adam have a migo, they could have said the first pair of are Gazlani. Isn't that a migo from Akum Adam?
That's another answer that Tosis gives. Correct. Tosis poses the question, so the Ramban says the whole question is a mistake. Migo is only a din and namanis baldim and tainasa. Tosis thinks that it's not, that it is a good question. So they suggest either two or three answers. The way we have, they added on in brackets into the text of the word v'od. So one of the terutzim, according to the way you add on v'od, it says that it's a migum amakamed. So the text is not sure whether that's correct or not. If you have a migum amakamed, the two kinds of the expression migum amakamed is used in the Gemara in two different ways. One way is the tainus machalta is contradicted by Yedim. I say machalta, so that contradicts him. Migum makamedim, of course, is no good. Then sometimes called migum makamedim, I say machalta, and I have a migu that I could have said loy lavisi, but the title loy lavisi is contradicted by yedim. So in either case, the halacha says migu contradicted by yedim. Either the taina that I advanced is contradicted by yedim, or the backup taina that I could have advanced that gives nemanis to the taina that I did advance. In either event, if it's a migu contradicted by yedim, then it's ain't a nemanis. So Tosis, all we hear is talking about amigo with the statement that the person said is outright contradicted by him. Not the backup title that he could have said, which gives him the amanus. Here, he could have said paslina begazlanus. He could have said there's nothing contradicting that. But the title that he does say, he says two edim say lava, two edim say loy lava. So Tosis calls that amigo b'makam edim. So then they're not sure whether that's really correct or not. It's amigo b'makam trey. Does the first two Adam say lava, the second two Adam say loy lava? So you want to believe the second Adam with a migui boy paslina lekamoy begazlanusa, but that would have been contradicted by the first two Adam. The taina that they say that loy lava, the second Adam say lo, not a taina, second Adam say loy lava. They're giving Adam. Second Adam say loy lava. The first Adam said lava. So this, the nemanis that this the statement which we want to give them the nemanis on. That loy lava, we want to give him absolute amanis, it should be believed more than the first statement because they have a migui boy paslinim gazanusa. So that statement that loy lava is contradicted by two edim, but it's a trey trey, because there, it's not a third party amigo. So it's not sure whether that's really a migum amakamedim. What's it did? If the taina that I had, the fellow says machalta. He doesn't have namanas on machalta. Nobody has namanas. Migo that he could have said, lo lo visi, he could have said parati. But machalta, we have edim and testify that loy machal. So migum and makam edim zayin and them. What if you have trey or trey, whether machal or loy machal? And he tain is machalta. So Tais is not sure what the din is. If it's a migum and makam edim, period, that's the whole story. Migum and makam edim is no good. But if it's a migum and makam trey or trey, they're not sure. They're not sure what the din should be. Rafa pish yesh kemokin edim and mamigu, ein bekach klo. So that they're not sure about that. That's one suggested teres. Tosis holds that Tosis is goris that they have a kasha, that the second kata of Edom should be believed against the first kata Edom because of a migo. The Ramban is not goris, the whole kasha kushim mikorleis. So Tosis holds he do have a kasha. So Tosis gives the way we have printed in our editions, we have with the brackets viod, that there are three answers. So one of the answers was that it's a migo mamakam Edom, and they're not sure whether that answer is correct because it's trey or trey. Yeah, what's the first answer that Tosis gives? Migu de betray lo yaminam, achidish. The Re suggests migu is only b'mak ba'adam echod, avol b'shneim b'diyadam l'shach migu. Why dein dash neim shavim? Mashiyutz litn ze lo yitn ze. Migu is based on the assumption you have to believe me with what I said now because I had the ability to advance a different taina. I'll advance the other taina, I may get caught in a lie, because the other I say that this taina that I'm saying now is true, the other taina is not true. But if I would have advanced the other taina, it would have been believed, because that's kafra hakol. So you got to believe me with the taina that I, with the story that I'm telling. It's not a taina, he's Edom, it's not a baldin. You have to believe me with the story that I said now, that the loy lava, because I have a migo, that it could have been paslin elekamoy begazlanusam. So Tosfos comes up with a chiddush that since migu always rests on the ability of the person who is giving the namonis now to have told a different story on which he would have been believed. So if it's one person, so he could have told a different story which he says is not true. He says what I'm saying now is true, that the other taina, the other version is not true. So if he's one person, he can make up a whole story, make up a whole lie and tell you the other story. But if they're two different people, they're probably going to get caught in a lie. If two people are going to make up a lie, and Bezin is going to start asking him details of the lie, so they probably didn't rehearse the whole lie with each other till every single detail. So Migud Tosis comes up with a suggestion: make me Migud de Betray Laamina. Happens that Tosis is talking about Migud de Betray when it's Trey or Trey to wait him against the waiter. But sometimes you're going to have a dinter where you have more than two baladin. Usually you have a Tavea and a Nitva, but sometimes the Tavea is a whole shutvus with 25 people. And the nitva is a shutvus with 35 people. So Tosis would say, anachinami, in such a case, if the nitva has a tainas ptur, the 35 nidonim, the 35 shutvim, who are the nitvoim in the case, if they have a taina of machalta, and the schayavta likenegdon, and it's only neman v'teres migu that he could have said paraiti, so Tosis would say in such a case, it's not a good migu de betray lo yaminam. That happens, they're talking about Edom, but Tosis equates Migu by Edom and Migu by Baldover. So the Shach quotes this La'alocha, Tosis Chiddush, and Migu de Betray La'amina. Then Tosis gives the other answer, the old Migu Mamakam Edom is no good, even though it's not exactly the same. Because here it's Migu Mamakam Trey, there are two Edom who contradict them, two Edom who support them. The other two Edom who support themselves. So it's a Migu Mamakam Trey. So Tosis, the way we have Tosis, the Sheish can Kim. Sheesh kemokin edim ima migu, emikakum, migu mamakam edim is not good even though it's a makam trey. And then the Odin, the third answer Tosis gives is, what's the third suggestion? That if you have trey, so it's a stalemate, so you don't know who's telling the truth. So what if you have another trey? You have another two edim support two out of the four, two against two, another two support. So that's the rule of trey kemeo. That just because you have four Edom on this side and two Edom opposite to the four, and not more than one, even if you have 100 Trey Kemeo, if you have 100 witnesses testify in one direction, two witnesses testify in the opposite direction, so that's the pasuk that Trey Kemeo. So therefore, Tosis says, what is it going to help over here? You have Trey or Trey, so you don't know who's telling the truth. So you say, but the second Kat Edom has a Migu. Second Kat Edom has a Migu, it's like having another pair of Edom. So you have four Edom against two Edom, so it's still Trey Kemeo. So that's what Tosis suggests. The Ramban is right, v'lav mitamei. They're saying the Ramban is right, that migu doesn't help by Edim. But the Ramban said it a rule, that migu is a gzeres hakosav somewhere. We don't know where the Ksai says, we don't know where the pasuk is. So this gzeres hakosav only introduces nemonis amigu by nemonis baldim mitanosa. So Tosis' third answer boils down to saying like that. What are you going to say? Migui by Edom is going to betray a trade. Then you're going to say the second cut always has a migui. Boy, paslina lekamoi. The gazlan usan. No, the migui is going to make it like you have another two Edom. So what good is it? So you have four Edom against two Edom. So trade can mail. So the third answer, Tosis is coming around to what the Ramban said, but from a different angle, based on a different hesbon, because trei kemeo. Yeah, what's this story of trei kemeo? So we mentioned the Gemara has a machlokes in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, in Iksubis, in the Chops. What's the din? Whether when you have trei or trei, two edim contradict another two edim, so you don't know who's telling the truth. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim, whether trei is a sveka deraisa or a sveka derabbanan. And it's a machlokes Tosis and the Ramban had a paskan halacha lemais. Where the trei Tosis psak is a trei is not in Bava Kama. Where the trei sveka deraisa is sveka derabbanan. How can be a machlokes? Of course trei sveka deraisa. How can you say otherwise? How is it possible to explain that trei is not a sveka deraisa? So the answer is no. The Gemara is talking a special case. Trei, two edim say one way, two edim say the other way. And you have a chazaka lahakel. You have a chazaka lahakel. So the halacha says you ignore the chazaka lakula. You have to go lechumer. So that's a machloikis amaroyim, and that's a machloikis tesis in the Ramban. How to paskin? Trei, that chazaka lahakel doesn't work, is that sveka deraisa? Because menatara, trei is a suffix shaloi nitan lahachro. So chazaka doesn't, lomalav lamar, doesn't affect the hachro. Or do you say no? Trei is only a sveka mid the rabbanon on the level of the raisa. Chazaka lahakel would have worked. It's only a chumer mid the rabbanon that you don't follow chazaka lahakel. What's an afkamina halacha lamaisa? Bottom line, trei. You have a chazaka lahakel, so you don't follow. So then afkamina is number one. What if you have a chazaka lahachmer? What if you have a chazaka lahachmer? Do you say that trei is a sveka deraisa? It's a suffix shaloi nitan lahachro. So even if you have a chazaka lahachmer, it's not going to be a vada yis. It'll just be a suffix yis. Trei sveka deraisa. Or should I say no? Trei min atoira chazaka does work. It's only a chumer mid the rabbanon not to follow chazaka lahakel. But if you have a chazaka lahachmer, you can't say mid the rabbanon not to follow the chazaka lahachmer. The rabbanon don't have the ability to be meikel. They only have the ability to introduce chumers when they think that it's significant, but when it's meaningful, but it makes sense. So that's one nafkamina. What if you have a chazaka lahachmer? Or another nafkamina will be, what if you have trei? And you have a muhzak of mammon, would you say by trei hamoitzim machaber all of harai? So if trei is a sveka deraisa min atoira chazaka doesn't work, means it's a suffix shaloi nitan lahachro. So not only chazaka status quo, chazaka in meikora, chazaka kamais. Not only that the chazaka doesn't work, a muhzak also doesn't work. The paskin knows what the din is. Trei is a suffix shaloi nitan lahachro, so no hachros work. But if you say the trei, would that work or not? That kind of muhzak, would that work? So if you hold that trei is fake deraisa, so even a muhzak, hametz machaber levarai, is not going to work either. We won't take the money out of him, but if the other one will be tofas, we'll say loy mafkin a minute. If the other one will be tofas, believe it. But if you say that, trei really is a suffix shanitan lahachro. Just when the rabbanon they said you shouldn't rely on a chazaka lahakel. You have a chazaka lahachmer, you have to follow it. It'll become a vada yisna. If you have a chazaka lahakel, they were machmer with the rabbanon not to follow. So then Tosis explains that it does make sense to introduce a chumer with the rabbanon in the case of dini mamon. If what if you got to be machmer not to follow muhzak of hametz machvel of rab? Why should they take his money, give it to the other one? Whatever is a chumer for one is a kula for the other. In an Issa v'Heter, so you can talk about Chumra and Kula. You can introduce a Chumra mid the Rabbanon, that Chazaka doesn't work. But when it comes to Dinim Amunis, any Chumra that you got to introduce is going to be a Kula for the other party. It's Zeh Keneged Zeh. So you leave everything the way it is. You don't introduce any Chumras. Leave the Din the way it is. So that's a fundamental Machlokes in the Gemara. And the Kuntra Sasvegas points out that's Machlokes Tosis in the Ramban. Halacha L'maaseh, out of Fasim. Tosis Psak is a Trei Sveka de Rabbanon. In the Torah, you do follow Chazaka. And the Ramban paskins that trei sveka deraisa. That nikar adin deraisa, it's a suffix shalom nitan lahachro.
What about Ro? Would Ro help?
Oh, so that's what we mentioned. Rabbi Akiva Eger in a tshuva writes that the ad kan leinech luku elo, the whole machlok is amoroim in Rishayim only is where the trei Chazaka works. Why? Because Chazaka is not really a birur. Chazaka is only a din hanhoga. So that's there's room to say that even though trei is a suffix, but chazaka can still work. But if you're going to have roiv, then Rabbi Kavegi writes in the tshuva, roiv can't work. Roiv is a birur. So what is going to help is if you had an tray is if you had another 280. So tray kameya is not going to help. That's what Rabbi Kavegi writes in the tshuva. The Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agra and Ebenezer writes not so. He says that Ruba b'chazaka, Ruba odiv. So whenever Rav indicates in one direction, chazaka indicates in another direction. So the Rav wins. So we assume, why does Rav win? Because Rav is a birur. Chazaka is only a din on hoga. So chazaka is a din on hoga. If you don't know what the facts are, so the Torah tells you how to be nohi. But if you have a Rav, so the Rav is mevar what the facts are. So you don't, the din on hoga doesn't begin to set in the pashtas. So the Vilna Gaon writes like this, that if Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adiv, so that shows that Rav is better than Chazaka. So if Trey Chazaka works, if Mikra Adin Trey is a Sveka de Rabbana, means Minatara Chazaka works. So Kavachayma that Rav works. It's Kavachayma that Rav works. If in the case of Trey Chazaka works Minatara, it's a Kavachayma that Rav works. So Rabbi Kiveger, who lived after the Vilna Gaon, he doesn't address the Bir Agra, he doesn't quote that one. He didn't have all the Biuri Agra. So he writes a double Pashat Fakir, that Trey, Chazaka can work, but Rav is going to be Trey Kameya. How can Rav work? But we pointed out that there's a problem over here. The problem is that Tosis points out in a few places in Shas, the Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Odif, is only if it's a Rav Bari, a very healthy Rav. A Rav of 85% or something like that. So the likelihood is, the probability is that it's in this direction. So when you have Raif telling you to go in one direction, Chazaka tells you to go in another direction, so Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. What if you have a Raif Garua? What if you have a Raif that's only 51% in one direction and 49% in the other direction? So the probability is not so strong, so you can't say that 51% works Medin Raif, that is Mavara, the facts of the case. Shvachat Birur, it's a Knapa Birur. So in such a case, Taisa says you wouldn't say Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif, because Rav works, but it's only a din hanhoga. So Rav is a din hanhoga, and chazaka is a din hanhoga. So it's a stalemate. So Taisa says that there's a Rav garua that works, but it's going to be Ruba v'chazaka, going to be shkulim. Why? Because that Rav works mi din hanhoga. It doesn't work mi din biru. So why does Rabbi Kivega say that if you have trey? Rav is out of the question. No one's going to hold that Rav helps. Why? A Rav Bari is Midham Biru, but a Rav Garua, in general, a Rav of 51% also works. That doesn't work B'Torah's Biru. That works B'Torah's Hanhoge. So if you have a Rav of 99%, so true it can work B'Torah's Biru. And B'Torah's Biru, I ought to say that Trey Kameya. But let the 99% Rav also work Midin Hanhoge. So if you hold Din Hanhoge do work, that Trey Chazaka does work. Minatar Chazaka does work, so Rav should also work. Medina Hanhoga. So how did Rabbi Kiveger bump off that din? How does he write like that in the tshuva? I don't know. It's a good tikkasha. Anyway, that's what Tosis comes up with this sign for. Tosis assumes that in principle, Migu should really apply to Edom as well. But for one reason or another, either because Migu the Betrayla, I mean, since it's Trey, so it's always a Migu B'Makam Chazaka. It's always a Migu B'Makam Edom. Migu B'Makam Edom is not good, even though it's a Trey. They think that still, Migu B'Makam Edom. Somehow they came up with a Teretz. The Migu doesn't work by Edom. In principle, it should have worked, but it doesn't work. Then they get stuck, but it's a Beferish Gemara. That if you have a Shtar Shein Mekuyam, and the witnesses who signed on the Shtar come and they say, Xavier, they know who's there. We recognize his signature. So then you say, if it's Ksab Yadam Yotim in Mokam Acher, if we can ascertain that this is their authentic signature without them coming and testifying, and they're going to come and they say, yeah, true, it's our authentic signature, then we would not believe them when they come and say like that. Why that? The Gemara considers that. Whenever Edom signed a shtar, and the shtar is given over to the party to whom it was intended to be given over to, so we consider that as if the shtar is giving a Haggadah Seydis. So, and when the shtar gives a Haggadah Seydis, not only does the shtar say that Reuben owes Shimon $1,000, the shtar is considered, Psachidish Din, the shtar is considered as if it's testifying about itself, Mistama Hakol Behech Shanasa. The shtar is testifying on itself that we are kosher eidim, and we know what we're talking about, and it's authentic. So now when the eidim are going to come, the malva has a shtar that says the lova owes him $1,000. And we made it kima shtar. We authenticated nechsim is based on handwriting analysis. Right? Now the eidim are going to come and they're going to say, yeah, we remember signing the shtar, but I want you to know they threatened to kill us if we don't sign the shtar. So the Gemara says they are not believed to say that. They would not be believed to say that. So when is that kima shiga? Why? Because achidish din shtar that mistama hakol be'echshenasa. The shtar is considered as if it's made on itself that everything was done properly. That the eidim was signed were bar mitzvah. Ein chazok ein eidim chesmon kein nasa begodol. Only if the eidim are passed by mitzvah and the eidim are testifying that the halvo occurred. Now they're going to tell us bal peh that they threatened to kill him unless they signed. But the shtar is made on itself that it's. That it is kosher, that it is authentic, that it was not signed under threat of death. So the Gemara says, if the Eidim come and they say, Ksav Yodeinu is there, Avala Nusim Ayinu, Machmas Nefashis, we would say, Kivin Shigin Shivin Achazir Magi. Unless the Shtar is not Mekuyim, unless the Malva has a Shtar that says the Lord was $1,000, Shtar is not Mekuyim, so the Malva won't be able to collect the penny unless he does Kima Shtar. And these are the Eidim who are making the Kima Shtar. We only know that the Shtar is authentic based on their saying so. They open their mouths and they say, Ksav Yadena who's there. And Turkey they did, but they say, Avla Nusamayina Mach Mustafashi. So then you apply the rule, Apesh Asar, who Apesh Hitner. In such a case, you'll apply. So that's a Tesis Frekta Kasha. What is Apesh Asar? Apesh Asar is a form of Migu. No, we just said a cloud, the Migu de betray, Lo Yamina. We just said the Migu doesn't work by two people. We just said the Migu, in principle theory, should have worked by Aiden, but Lamaisa doesn't work for one of three reasons. Either it's a. Migu b'makam eidim or trei kamei or whatever migu de betray l'armin and on the midem mashu b'leiv chaver whatever the explanation is. So Tosfos is bothered with the kash, but the Gemara said beferish apesh asar does work by eidim. So Tosfos gives the teretz to two different things. Apesh asar is one thing, and migu is another thing. Tosfos always puts the two together. They always refer to apesh asar as a migu de boi shosik. If he wanted to, he could have said nothing. If he would have kept his mouth shut, he would have said nothing. So we would have passed in one direction. So even though now he opens his mouth, but he says that it's not the way I'm saying. So that's called migu di boi shosik. So Tosfos' kasha was if migu de betray by amin. If you don't say migu by edim for either reason A, D, or C, whatever the hesber is, how come the gemara there in ksubas daf chof gimel? Where is it? On daf yutches. How come ksubas daf yutches? If you say anusim ksav yodenu is the avlonusim ayinu machmas nefashos. Why are they? The Gemara says they are nemonim. If it's saying Sabiyad Merz Mach Machad, they're nemonim b'toras Peshasa. But we just said Migu debate to Leiram. You know, so Tei says no. Migu and Peshasa are two different things. Migu Peshasa is such a simple svara. The Gemara says you don't even need a pasuk. Migu we assume probably does need a pasuk, but we don't know where the pasuk is. That's what the Tei said. We don't know where the pasuk is. But Peshasa and Migu are two different things. They have slight similarities. They have things in common, but basically they're two different things. So this is a very crucial thesis. This second half of the thesis, Ein Lo Chaboy, and I am based on the base, where they raise this issue, any case of Trey U Trey, we should always believe the second Katedim with Benigu, the boy Paslin U Lekamoy, Begazlanus. So Tosis gave all the terutz and why you don't say like that. And the Tosfos Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschal Inam, is also a crucial Tosfos, where they say that the Pseda de Lukuchas, the consideration of Pseda de Lukuchas enables the Chachamim to change the din based on the power vested in the Bezna, they have Hefke, Bezna, Hefke. So that's only in the case of Dini Mominus. But in the case of Gitvin Kiddush, Neidus Achoydish, and Dini Nefashis, and so on, Lesser Isha Abaylo, there is not shaykh to say, Mishum Seder de Lukuchas, you've got to declare that the Eid is kosher. You'll have to say that Lamafreyahu Nifsal, according to the second Hezben Rava, you'll have to say Lucholadeis Lamafreyahu Nifsal. Okay, so we have this Machloikis Abay Verava, where the Eidzaim in Mikara Lahabu Nifsal, or Lamafreyahu Nifsal. And the Gemara says, the Gemara already told us that Amar Avashi, Hilchus Kavasa Dabai Bialki Gabu. We paskin like this is one of the cases, one of the six cases we're going to paskin like Abai that Lamafrehu Nifsal. So the Gemara says, Tinan, can't you prove from the Mishnah that Mikana Lahabahu Nifsal? Can't you prove that Lamafrehu Nifsal is wrong? Why? The Mishnah says if you had the same pair of witnesses testifying Ganav and Tovah HaMochar, if you want, you can have the same pair. If you want, you can have two separate pairs. They're usually going to have two pairs of Edom. How can it be that the same two Edom are going to be there both B'shaz Ganeva and B'shaz Tvicha Mechira? It's hardly unlikely. But the Mishnah writes in abstract, if you have the same two Edom are testifying Ganav and Tovah HaMochar, or two Edom testify Ganav, two Edom testify Ganav and Tovah HaMochar, so let's say the same Kat Edom, and you mazim them and everything, so they pay kasha zamam and everything. They pay kasha zamam on the keren and the kefal and the extra base of the gimel that adds up to the dollar day. So the Gemara is bothered with a kasha. My lav, the Gemara says, the simple case is that the Edom come on Monday and they say gonav on Sunday. Shorba said. Then the Edom come on Wednesday and they say tovach hamachar on Tuesday. They came on Monday to say about Sunday's gereva, that the Ganav is chayv to pay keren and kefal. Then they come on Thursday to testify on Wednesday, on Wednesday's incident, that the Ganav is tovach hamachar. That Shorva said that he stole on Sunday, he went and he was tovach hamachar. Then when mazim them, my love, the Edom, the same Edom who said Ganav, said tovach hamachar, they said a few days apart. They didn't say it took in the Hebrew. And then we were mazim them at two different times. We were mazim them probably first, the Edos that they gave on the Ganeva was accepted by the Bezna on Monday. On Monday they said Ganav on Sunday. Then they wrote it up in all the newspapers. Oh, that the two witnesses testified that Ganav, and they said that when the Ganeva occurred and so on. So people read the newspaper, it takes a couple of days. They'll tell till next week. The next week, Edom come and they say, what kind of Baba Maisa? Imanu Hayisem. The Edom testified last week on Monday, then on Sunday, Plony stole. Ashurva said in Brooklyn, that's not true. He was in Washington Heights the whole Sunday. He wasn't there. The Edom weren't even there in Brooklyn. It's not shach that they should give a Hakadah Seder. So if you mazim them, then they pay kasha zamah. Then the Mishnah says, and what if you mazim them on the Tovach HaMocha story? It's also Baba Maisa. So they pay kasha zamah on that as well. So the Gemara thought, my love, every day they write up in the newspaper what's happening, like the law. There are newspapers, but they write up all the legal cases. New York Times, they don't write it up, but there are other newspapers, but they write the latest law cases, who the witnesses were, and who the judge was, and who the lawyers were, and what the tainus were, and what the psak was, and so on. So they write, some of they write up in a newspaper. The Yadim testified that Reuven stole Shimon Shorba Seh on Sunday in such a location and in such a time. So people are going to read about it, they'll be mazim then. So if you're mazim first on the Gneva, then later you're mazim on the Tvicha Mechira, so Gemara is bothered with the Kasha. If the din is like Abai, and we know the din is like Abai, Hilchasakavasat Abai Bial Kagam, that Lamafreyahu Nifso. So Gemara says, if the din is going to be like Abai, so it comes out that the Edim Zaymimim become Pasala Edis from the time that they gave the Edis Sheker. So they testified on Monday that the Ganav stole the Shervis on Sunday. Then they testified on Thursday that the Ganav did Tovach HaMachar on that same Seh on Wednesday. So it comes out by the time they came on Thursday to testify the second time, the Tovach HaMachar, they have already been established as Psuli Edus. When did we establish? A week after. A week later, a month later, when Edom Amazim them, that Imanu Hayisim, so it turns out Igloi Muslim Afrei, they became Psuli Edus, taketh me out after the first Haggadah Edus Sheker that they gave. So at the time, they already apostolated from Monday afternoon on. Then when they gave HaKadosh Seder on Thursday, so the Bezin didn't know that they were Edom Zaymimim, that we discovered a month later when we're mazim then. But isn't it Igloi Milsa LeMafreya that they were LeMafreya who nipsa, if the din is like Abai? So it turns out that the Edom were apostolated. So the whole Gemara din that Bezin made was a mistake. The Mishnah says in Marcus, Eino Edom Nasim Zaymimim Achi Gomer Adin Apiyah. Rashi and Tosis is quoted over here in the sugya. Otherwise, you can't have the din of kashanam and ayin dalan of an alf. They quote it. That's the din. You can only give the punishment of kashanam if it's nigma din apim. You can only have nigma din apim if they were kosher a'inim. If it'll be gloy muslim afreya, that the bezin made a mistake in the first place. They were never supposed to be mekabel these a'inim. Let's say they were women dressed up as men. They came into bezin and they're wearing a suit like a man with a hat, with tzitzis and everything. And then they give the Haggadah Seder, then when the Kabbalahs make it Madin, then a week later, a month later, when Mazim then we want to give them Kashazam. Now we discover that they were women. So it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya. We had no right to be Mekabbalahs in the first place. The whole Kabbalah Seder was a mistake. The whole Madin was a mistake. Everything was a mistake. So you don't give a punishment of Kashazam because we thought that they were men. So here also, if he thought that they were honest kosher Eidim, it'll be Gloyin Muslim Afrei, Eid Zaymin Afrei on Nifso. The Eidim Zaymin become possible after the Haggadah Seidus that they gave on Monday that he stole on Sunday. So when they gave the second Haggadah on Thursday that he did Tavach HaMachar on Wednesday or Tuesday, they were ready with puzzle. At the time that we were Mekabalators, we didn't know about it. But now it turns out, it's Gloyin Muslim Afrei, they were puzzleators. So how can the Mishnah say that you punish them if you, they were Huzmu on everything, they were lying on everything, on the Geneva and on the Tzvicha Mechira. They were lying on everything, so you make them pay Kasha Zamam on everything. So the Gemara says, how can it be? How can you give an Einish Kasha Zamam on the Haggadah that they gave on the Tavach HaMachar if you're the Mafreihu Nifsal? So it turns out that we were never supposed to be Mekabal the Eidim. The whole Kabbalah Seidus was a mistake. So the Gemara says, we're stuck because we paskin like Abaye over here. So how can we paskin like Abaye? It's against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're going to have to answer. So first the Gemara says, Huzmu ala tvicha tchila. If a first mazim them on the tvicha, and they were still kosher leidus, they were still kosher leidus at that time. And then only later on were mazim them on the geneva later. So then the Gemara said, that's not a good answer. At the time that it was huzmu ala tvicha, bezna mal paskin, that they have to pay kasha zomam, the base of the gimel, because they gave eid a sheker. But then if later on, a month later, Bezdin will be Mekabal Eidus of the Mezimim, that the Eidus that they gave on the Geneva was Eidus Sheker, that they were Eidus Mezimim on the Geneva also. So it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afrei, they were Puzzle Eidus from Monday evening on. So what does it help if Huzma La Tvicha Tchila Sof Kosof is not going to answer the question. Sof, Ki Hadri Mitzmi Agneva Gloy Muslim Duchi Asidu Atvicha Sulam Hava Mayim Shalmi Atvicha. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Behilchasa, you have to answer, Sheheyidu bevasachas vehuzmu. What does it mean? You have to say, the only way to read the Mishnah is that they gave the Haggadah Seidus on the Gonav, the Tovach HaMocha bevasachas. Not that they gave Eidus on Monday, that Gonav on Sunday, and Eidus on Thursday, that Tovach HaMocha on Wednesday. No, if they gave it two different times. Later on, if you mazim them on the Gneve, that's what the Mishnah says, we will mazim them on everything. Once you're going to be mazim them later on the Geneva, it's going to be glowing Muslim Afrei. They were pasul Eidus as of Monday afternoon already. So when they gave the Haggadah Seidus on Thursday, we had no right to accept it. We didn't know. But it's a glowing Muslim Afrei that the whole Kabbalah Seidus was an error. The whole Gemara Din was an error. So there wouldn't be any kashazam. Gemara said, the only way to read the Mishnah is if they testify in Turk and they Dibra of each other. They're giving Haggadah Seidus on the Geneva, not the Tvicha, Turk and they Dibra of each other. So therefore, what does that help? So Rashi and Tosis explain that even if you hold like a vayla mafreihu nifsal, it doesn't mean, let's say it takes 15 minutes for the Eidim to tell the whole story. Gone of a tovach hamacha, and the Bezdin asks, where did it happen? They give the Haggadah Seidus, that's the location, what time they give. So it takes 15 minutes till they finish telling the whole story. So when do you say lemafreihu nifsal? From that moment that they told the lie, they said, Reuven stole Shimon's behemah and Tovach HaMocha. And then Bezdin sort of asks all the detailed questions, takes another 15 minutes. So they say, L'mafreihu nifsal, the first sentence that they said was a lie. That Reuven got over Tovach HaMocha, the whole thing was a lie. So they say, L'mafreihu, from the time that they said the lie, so the answer is no. Rashi and Tosfos says, Muchach HaNigmara, Eidzayim L'mafreihu nifsal means that he only becomes possible Eidus after he finished the Haggadah Seidus. At the end of all of the 15 minutes of speech, of the speech that he gives, he says, Reuven stole a behemah from Shimon and the Tovach HaMochar, and he gives this man and the mokim and all the details, etc., 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 etc. So since Turk de Dibur, Kolzman is giving the Haggadah Seidus, can always back out. He can back out until after Turk de Dibur, after he finishes the Haggadah Seidus, so that's when he becomes posulated. L'mafreihu nifsal doesn't mean from the time that he said the first sentence of Eidus Sheker, the Reuven gone of a Tovach HaMocha. No, from the time that he finishes the Haggadah Seidus, that's when it becomes possible. That's what Rashi and Tosfos both point out, and I'm Gimel Amenon. Then the Marshah, even those who don't learn Marshah is hard to read. But over here there's a famous Marshah, and they point out that the Shittim Kubetz has already said. Marshah was Mechavan to what the Rishonim say. The Gemara continues to say, they're going to quote them, Machleg Zab Yosin, Nechachamim, and the Braisen, they say, it'll happen another nafkamina between Abai and Rabba, where they hold the Mafra. Abai holds the Mafra, Eho Nifsal, Rabba holds Mikan Lahabo Nifsal. So the question is, we're mazim the Adam today, and the Haggadah says that they gave a month ago. Did they become postulators as of a month ago, or did they become postulators bin Kana Labo? That's the major nafkamina, that's the major dispute between Abai Bro. The Gemara said there's another nafkamina. What if the Adam Shehuzmu, gave a long Haggadah Seidus on a lot of things, said, gone of a Tovach HaMachar, and we're mazim them on the Tovach HaMachar? Do you say Eidu Shabbat Miktsos Sabbat Mekudas, even the Haggadah Seidus that they said on the Gonav, they're not Nemonim, because it was said to the Dibur and Batl Miktsasa Batl Kula. But he say, no. Well, it was never Batl Miktsasa. So the Gemara says, even though it was Turk the Dibur, nothing was ever Batl. So the Gemara presents it that depends on the Machleg Zabai Verab. According to Abai, that the Mafreya who Nipsal, so not only the Gabra becomes Postal the Mafreya, the Haggadah that he said is crossed out. We deem it, we declare it, we consider it as if it were Edis Psula, Edis that was given B'Sheker. And the other half of the Haggadah say this, that they said Gonav, Turka de Dibur, of the Tovach HaMachar, they were Huzman, the Tovach HaMachar, the half of the Haggadah that they said on Gonav is also not accepted. That's called Batlam Itzos and Batlam Kul. So that's only by Medvam Amurim, according to Abai. But if you would hold like Rava, that Mikara Labo, Nifso, what does it mean it's a Chiddush? What does it mean it's a Chiddush? Even after the Parsha of Hazama, we still treat Eidim Zaymim and Mezifah were Trey Trey. So true, we have a din in Hanhoga that Mikarel Habo, we declared that the first Kata Apostle Eidus, but you can't really say that the Haggadah Seidus B'Shaito has been established as Eidus Sheker. We're still not sure who told the truth. The Torah tells us that din Hanhoga, we're knowing in accordance, we follow the second Kat. We don't follow the first Kat. But the truth of the matter, we don't know. Could be the Haggadah Seidus that the first Kat gave is Eidus Emes. So that's what the Gemara says. If you would hold like Ravid, that it's a Chiddush, the Chiddush is that basically, even after the Gzeres HaKosov, it's still Trey Trey. So then you can't call it Eidus Shabbatel Miktsasa. It was never in his Batel. It's just a din that we're knowing in accordance with the second Kadeidim, we're not going to be knowing in accordance with the first Kadeidim. So the Gemara says that these are the two Nafkaminas between Abai V'Rava. The one Nafkamina is, from what moment in time on does the Gavra, the Eid, become Apostle Eid? Abai Yom HaMafreya, from the time he finishes the Haggadah Seidus, the Rava says Mikan al Habo from a month later, from the time that we're mazimim. And the second afkamina is, can you consider it Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa? So according to Abaye, the Chiddush of the Parsha of Eidim Zamimim is that we give namonis to the second Kat. We give namonis and we declare the Haggadah Seidus that the first Kat gave. The Tovach HaMachar is Nizbar, that is Eidus Sheker. Eidus Sheker, so it's Nizbatlo. So Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa Batlo Kula. We can't even act upon the other half of what they said that Gonav. But according to Rava, even after the Chiddush Akra, we still say that the Eidim Zemim is Trey Trey. So Trey Trey, you don't throw out any Eidim. So you can't really say that Batl Miktsasa. None of the Haggadah Seidus of the first Kat was Batl. The Maisim are not going to follow what they said. It's a Din Anhoge. But we don't really declare that it's Batl Miktsasa. So that's what the Mashor points out. We're using our Bayi Shita in two different areas. We're saying, according to Abai, the Gavra of the Eid becomes Pasul Eidus after Turkey de Dibur, after he finishes the Haggadah Seidus. While he's saying the Haggadah Seidus, the Gavra is not yet Pasul. But we say the Haggadah that he gives is, according to Abai, the Haggadah is Psula. That's called Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa Bat Lekul. According to Rava, you would not say that the Haggadah was Psula. You can't call it Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa. Nothing was in his Batel. So that's what the Mashor points out. The Gemara is saying here two different aspects of a machleg Abai V'Rava. The famous point of dispute Abai V'Rava is when does the Gavra, from what time on does the Gavra become postulators? A month later when the Mezimim come? Or no? When he finished the first Haggadah Seidus about which he was Huzam, it's now he gloy Muslim Afreya. He gave Eidus Sheker, he was Nifsal from then on. Then the other Nafkamina Ladin is, what about the Chefs of the Haggadah that he gave? You can sit, Kata Rishona said, and there were Huzma on that. So Abai holds that it's a glory Muslim afraid that it was Sheker. It was Sheker, so it's Nizbatlo. So Eidus Shabbatlo Miktsasa Batlo Kulo. So even the Haggadah and the Gonav is also disregarded. And Rabbi says it's not true, that it was never Nizbara that the Haggadah says was Psul. So that's the Marsho on Nizdaf. He points out that it's a double Machlekes Abai V'Rav. Then the Gemara points out it's a Machlekes Abai V'Rav. Lemi Ketanoim. The Gemara says it's a Machlekes Hatanoim. Should I say that this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? What do they argue about exactly this case? The original Katedim testified, Ganav et Tovach Amachar Terech Kedei Dibur Avichara. They gave the whole Agor Terech Kedei Dibur. And then later on, a month later, they were Huzmu ala Tvicha. So we make them pay Beis V'Gimel. If it's a short set, we make them pay Beis V'Gimel, they were Huzmu ala Tvicha. Do we make the Ganav pay the Keren and the Kefal? Because the Yedim were only Huzmu ala Tvicha, they were never Huzmu ala Gnevra. So we still accept the Agor Tzedis of the Kata Rishayna, that Ganav, so the Ganav still has to pay Keren B'Kefal. So the Gemara quotes that that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Rabbi Yossi argues with the Tanakam. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So the Gemara said, my love. The Gemara thought they all agree that there is a principle of Terka Dedibu Kedibu Dami. They all agree that since the Haggadah say this on the Ganav and on the Tovach with Terka Dedibu of each other, so that connects them to make them into one Haggadah say this. Just that we pointed out, it's not 100% the ironclad rule. If the Edom come at the end of a year and they say, you know, we have a lot to say, but we have to work for a living, so we didn't take off all year long, but we want you to know that Reuben killed Shimon 12 months ago, then Levi owes $1,000 to Yehuda 11 months ago, then Yisachar crashed into Eliezer's car 5 months ago, and they tell 10 different stories that have nothing to do with each other. So you can't say Edom Shabbatim Uktzalas Abot Vukulov just because there's part of what they said was Nizbatl. 10 different Eidoyas unrelated. But here they're giving a Haggadah Seidus on Ganav Etovach Amachar. The Gemara had a Havamina Dafayin on the days that Ganav Etovach Amachar should constitute a problem of Dova Velechotzi Dova. Should pose a problem. Means that the two, it's a composite Mechayev. What's Mechayev, the Ganav to pay, Dalet Vehei, is the Ganav Etovach Amachar. It's not that Ganav is Mechayev Keren and Kefel, and Tovach Amachar is Mechayev the Beis V'Gimel. No. The Geneva with the Tzvich Mechira together are Mechayiv together. That's why the Gemara had a Havamina, that it should be a situation of Edis, of Dova V'Lechatzi Dova. The Gemara said, no, it's not a violation of that rule of Dova V'Lechatzi Dova L'Chaladeis. Afil Alibid Rebbe Akiva. So that's what the Gemara assumes over here. If the Edim, the same Kat Edim testify Gonav, but Dova Chamokha Turk Kedei Dibur, so this is really a composite Mechayiv. The Geneva with the Tzvich Mechira together, a mechayev the ganav to pay the dalad vehei. So that's what the Gemara thought, that if you hold Turk the diba kedibu dami, you should accomplish to blend it in, that it should be one haggadah seidus. If you hold Turk the diba lav kedibu dami, it doesn't blend it in to be. They're going to be two different haggadah seidus. So the Gemara assumes my lav. All there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi in the Tanakama where they say edus shabbat l'mektzas about the kula. So my lav, they all agree. Everybody holds as a din of Turk the diba kedibu dami. Here, you look at the Ayin Mishpat and Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph. Look at all those Mar Mekoymas under the letter Tzadik. Hilchus Ovel, Hilchus Shvuas, Hilchus Edus, Hilchus Nachlus, Hilchus Tmura. All over the place. Then in Yerid Day, it gives you all the Mar Mekoymas. Reish Lamad Aleph, Lamad Aleph, Lamad Beis, Lamad Gimel, Shin Mem. Hoshi Mishpat, Simich Avteh, Simich Reish Payah. All over the place. Everybody knows Tercha Dei Diba Kediba knows. And Mar thought, my love, all the Tanoim agree there is a principle Terka Dediba Kediba Dami. So what's their machlekes? Whether Huzmu, if the Kata Rishayna will Huzmu on the Tavach HaMochar, they say Batl Mektzosa Batl Kula, that you can't make the Ganath pay the Karen B'Kefal. So my lab, how come a fligi? If you hold like Abaye, that Lamaf Reyehu Nifso, means that we have a Birur that the first Adam told a lie. So it's Batl Mektzosa Batl Kula. If you hold like Rave, it's a Chiddush, means even after the Parsha of Hazama was formulated in the Torah, still you still call it trey. Nothing changed. It's still trey. So we don't accept what the first cut said on the Tovach HaMochar, but we don't really cross it out. We don't paint it with red paint or black paint and say, not acceptable. It's not acceptable. That's on file and this is on file. It's a trey. We are knowing in accordance with the second cut datum, but we never painted it with inacceptable. So you can't say Batam Mitzas, Batam Lukula. So the Gemara says, my love, they all agree, Terche de Dibur, Visavrua, the Havamin was 10 lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel. Visavrua, the Bnei HaYeshiva thought, the Kuli Alma, Rabbi Yosi, and the Tanakama all agree, Terche de Dibur, Kedibur Dom, because that's what it says in Gan Shas. That's that Mara Mokam for Naim Mishpat, their mitzvah. So everybody holds Terche de Dibur, Kedibur Dom. My love, how come if Ligi, whether you hold like Abaye, hold like Rava. If you hold like Abaye, so it's Batla Mikzas. If you hold like Rava, nothing was ever Batla. Gemara says, Loi, maybe the machlokes HaTanoim is whether you say Terke de Dibur, Kedibur Dami or not. Maybe some Tanoim deny Terke de Dibur. How can that be? That's wild. Whoever heard this, but Tosis asks on Amud Bey. Whoever heard that someone denies the principle of it's all over in Shas. So then the Gemara tones it down a little bit. The Gemara says, no, there are two kinds of Terkei de Dibur. If you have a Terkei de Dibur of Kedei She'elas, Rav le Talmud, Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha, is five syllables. The amount of time that it takes to pronounce five syllables. So a short shir of Shalom Alecha, Kedei She'elas, Rav le Talmud, all the Tanaim agree that Terkei de Dibur Kedei B'Dami. When is there a machlekes? If it's Kedei She'elas Talmud la Rav, which is a longer degree of Terkei de Dibur. How long is that? So our Gemara says Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori is 10 syllables, and then on the bottom of the Rosh, who's on the bottom of the Rosh? The Pilpul Harifta. Pilpul Harifta is authored by the Tosfos Yontif. No, his commentary on the bottom. So he writes that that's a mistake in our Gemara because it's muchach from other Gemaras explicitly that it's not 10 syllables, it's Shalom Alecha Rabbi, not Umori. It's 7 syllables as opposed to 5 and as opposed to 10. Yeah, so Kadesh Shelas Rav LeTalmid, a pause of 5 syllables, that Terkei de Dibur everybody subscribes to. Everybody is masking Terkei de Dibur Kedei B'Dami. The Machlokes HaTanaim is they even consider it Terkei de Dibur if it's the amount of time it would take to pronounce 7 syllables. Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Is that Terkei de Dibur or not? Sure. What's this din of Terkei de Dibur Kedei B'Dami? This is a pasuk in Chumash. Where's it learned that from? Where's the mocker? So Tosfos here quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos on Ayin Gimel on the base. Quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Ki leisle the Rabbi Yoyim. The Tosfos din ma'maschal ki leisle. So they explain. There's an agadatim brachas davav on the base that says that if somebody says good morning to you, derech eretz dictates you have to answer back, good morning to you, have a nice day. And if you don't answer back, you're a gazlan. And this is shalom lachaver ve'ena machz nikra gazlan shenema. The pasuk complains about zelus ani bevatechem, about the people who are stealing from the poor. Which mishugana steals from the poor? Robin Hood steals from the rich and he gives to the poor. The ganavim steal from the rich people. They don't give to the poor. But who's going to steal from a poor man? There's nothing to steal. He has nothing. He has no jewelry. He has no money. So what can you steal from a poor man already? What can you steal from the poor people? So the Gemara says he stole his Shalom Aleichem. He greeted you in the morning. He has nothing to give you, but he gives you a nice greeting. It says Shalom Aleichem, good morning. And you don't respond. So that's an act of Gzeil. So the Rabbeinu Tam is so obsessed with this greeting that you have to greet people. So he says, min HaTorah, there is no such thing as Terkei de Dibur Kedei B'Dami, that you can back out from a kinyan, back out from a ned, the rishwa doesn't exist. It's a takonas chachamim mid rabbanon to enable people who are in the business world to act like normal people, not to be rude. So let's say the fellow is going to make a kinyan, and then he makes a kinyan, he really wants to back out. But we're only open. Oh. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, there is a din d'oraisa, he can back out right away. I make a kinyan, I give you the thing, and then the second I give it to you, right away I say, I back out, I change my mind. So that, he says, that min HaTorah you can back out. Where's the mocker for that? I don't know. He says, that we know right away, you can. If you back out right away, you can back out. But if you wait, shalom alecha, you wait the time that it takes to say 3-4 syllables, that you only have a right to back out midirabon. Why did they institute such a takana drabon? That the people in the business world should be able to greet if a balabas walks by or the Rebbe walks by, Talmud walks by, they should be able to act like normal human beings and say good morning, good Shabbos, good Yontif, whatever. They should be able to carry on a little conversation and still be able to back out from the business deal. That you can back out, take it from me out after you made the kinyan, that for sure. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam here, Mishir Kedei Shelas Shalom Talmud L'Rab. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the Hainu Tam, Kshod Amei, Reidus O Yosik Mekin Chamem, Chaver Nosla Shalom Rabbi, Al Korchoi, Bal Korchoi Yesh Lel Hashav Al Hafsik. He has to stop his business transaction and greet him. As it says in the Agadat and Brochus Davov, Zeh Lassana Bevatechem, Ulokach Tiknu Chachomim, it's a Takona de Rabbonon, made a Takona de Rabbonon, Shelo Yehezeh Hashav Hafsik, that you can back out immediately after you made the kinyan. That's given. Where's it given? I don't know. Where's it given? I don't know. So he says the only thing he's working on is that you can even back out if you paused a little bit more than that. So that's a takana midirabbanan. That's not the nata. So Tosfos finds it very hard to understand it. He said, Mi ubit perek basra dinadorim. This morning I was looking in a little shas, not a Vilna shas. I was looking in the other shas. So it says, Perik Beis, the Nidorim Dab Chob Zayin. Perik Beis, that's what stands for Perik Basra, not Perik Sheni. And so the printer, he thought Perik Beis is the second Perik. So he had a, how can it be Pei Zayin? The second Perik is not Pei Zayin. These are long broken. So he made a mistake on top of a mistake. So he wrote Dab Chob Zayin. It's not Dab Chob Zayin, it's Dab Pei Zayin. And the Perik Beis is a Rosh HaTevis with Perik Basra Din Adorim. It's towards the very end of the Mesichta, not towards the beginning. The way here, they spelled it out correctly. Perik Basra Din Adorim, Dab Pei Zayin Amin Aleph. If you look in the other Shas, the tiny Shas, the Shas Yenison, so it says Perik Beis Din Adorim, doesn't say what Beis stands for, and Dab Chob Zayin, which is a misprint. So Taisa says the Rabbi Natan's Pshat doesn't make any sense. Because the Gemara says there about Ripping Kriya, a fellow goes to visit his relative, is on his deathbed, and he thought that the relative died already, so he rips Kriya. What are the relatives in Mukhiv to rip Kriya? He rips Kriya, and then after the person already ripped Kriya, then the person dies. So the Gemara says, you're not Yotze Kriya. You rip Kriya while he was still alive, you're not Yotze. But what happens if he dies, Turkidi Dibra, of your ripping Kriya, then you're Yotze. So how does this have anything to do with the Takana de Rabbanon? Takana de Rabbanon is good in the area of Dini Mominus. You can make here the Tosis on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph said. Mishum Seder de Lekuchas is a significant consideration. That's a reason to change a din. But the rabbis can only change the din in the area of Dini Mominus, Hefke Bez Nefke. They can't change the dinim in Nefoshes, Lesser Isha Labayla, Gitni Kiddush, Neidus HaChodesh. Only if you hold Hefke Bez Nefke only works in Dini Mominus cases. If you would hold that the reason for Rav and Mikan Labo Nifsel is a reason deraisa, that Chidush and Lechbar Mashas Chidusha, so that's a din deraisa. It's only possible Mikan Labo. But if you say that Rav is really masking with Abai, Ikdiyami Rav and Amik Abai, Svirale, Diyaman, Mefreya Nifsel, Ahana time it's a Takana de Rabbanon. So Takana de Rabbanon only makes sense to make a Takana in the area of Dini Mominus. Using the principle, the mechanism of the Takana is Hefke Bez Nefke. You can't make a Takana in the area of Isaleta. So Taisa says, what's going on here? How can the Rabbi and Tom say they made a Takana de Rabbanon? Okay, so you can make a Takana de Rabbanon, you can back out from a Kinyan and make a Chememka, Matonis, even Turkey de Dibur, mid the Rabbanon, because Hefke Bez Nefke, fine. How can make a Takana de Rabbanon to say that it's Yaitse Kriya? He ripped the Kriya before the person died. So the whole institution of Turkey de Dibur is only mid the Rabbanon, and Atur doesn't exist. So why do they make such a Takana? How can you be Yaitse Kriya? Unless you'll say the last four words in Tosis, Shema Linyan Kriya Hikilu. Since Kriya is only made the Rabbanon, it's not a real din men HaTorah, so they were Mekel. Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. It's going to Rabbi Natan. Going to Rabbi Natan. The mechanism whereby they made the Takonah is Hefke Bez Nefke, so it should be restricted only to Dini Mominus. You can say, because Kriya is only made the Rabbanon, say, Hey Momer, Behem Momer. So the rabbis have a right to arbitrarily change the dinim and kriya, because the whole dinim and kriya in the first place is only with the rabbanon. But why should they? What should motivate them to make such a takana? That's the problem. For that Gemara would appear as if the din of terke de dibur kedibur dam is really a din deraisa. It doesn't seem that it's only a din with the rabbanon.
Why can't they be the same reason? So that
huh?
Why can't they be the same reason so that people can say shalom alacha for
the dinim in HaTorah are not sociological. The Rabbi Natan is making it into a takana de Rabbanon based on this sociological consideration that people are going to be rude to each other. You have to be, you have to have derech eretz. You have to speak nicely. So they made a takana de Rabbanon to enable everyone to speak nicely and properly to greet each other. Made a takana. They allow you to back out even after miyad, even to back out miyad, that's their ice. To back out even turk the dibur, that's only the rabban. So that luchara only makes sense. In mominus, how can you change the dinam in isavahet? Stama pele. The Gemara says he can back out. Tosis quotes the Gemara from Daf Pei Zayin. Benedarim perik basri here, the fourth wide line in Tosis. Benedarim perik basri Daf Pei Zayin. Turk the dibur kedina chutz me megadech oivu rabadizora umekadesh umegarish. Meaning, call a tarakula turkei de dibur. He can back out. A man takes a neder or a shvua, and he backs out turkei de dibur after taking the neder or shvua. So he wipes it off. The neder or shvua is not binding. So it's also a kasha in the rabbein etam. How can they do that? Kriya hi kilo, not so bad. Kriya is only with the rabbanon. So hey, mamre, hey, mamre. Whenever they want to, they can do away. Even though it doesn't make sense, they can do away with the need for ripping kriya. But neder and shvua is a din daraisa. According to rabbein etam, that the din menatara only allows you to back out miyad. Immediately after they made the kinyan, you can back out. The ability to back out even two or three syllables later, you can back out up until Terka de Dibur, is only midirabbanan. So that should only be by Mamanus, by Mekah Chamemka, by Matana. How can you back out from there, the Rishvur? Gemara says you can always back out. Terka de Dibur, Kedibur Dom, you can always back out, except for these four. Chutz me Megadeth, Oever Avedizorah, O Mekadesh, O Megarish. But in not these four cases, in the case of Ned the Rishvur, the Gemara says you can back out Terka de Dibur. So it's also a kasha in the Rabbanan. And the answer that he gave is the Gabi Kriya Hikilu doesn't apply. Kriya Hikilu is because Kriya is Midirabana. But the Dor Mishvur is going to be Minatera. So that's what the Rishayim asked on the Rabbi.
Maybe since he's ruining the beggars, so that like Mamanus, they won't make him do it again.
He's ruining the beggars. He's ripping out his own beggars.
Yeah, so it's still, he can't do it.
Shverevah. This Rabbi and Tam, the Rishonim asked that kasha, and the Rabbi and Tam. So they don't agree here. Yeah. The Pashtus is, what is the din of Terka de Dibur? The Pashtus is, there is a Gemara, there is an institution of a Nazir. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. So there's a Masechus Nazir, all about the Nazir. So there's a Perek that's called Perek Beishamai. They were rabbis, Beishamai and Beishil. So they have an argument where the Naziris is Chal B'Toes. A guy says, Haredi Nazir. Let's say he's an undertaker by profession, and then he heard that he won the Irish sweepstakes, and now he can retire now. He can retire, doesn't have to be an undertaker anymore. So he says, Haredi Nazir? Fine. A Nazir is not allowed to be Metamin Lemason, he's not allowed to drink wine. Let's say that's what he does for a living. He's a wine taster and an undertaker, and what else? What else the Nazir not allowed to do? Cut his hair. Okay. I don't know. So let's say that's what he does for a living. He's a wine taster and an undertaker. And then he hears that he heard that he won $1 billion, so he's retiring. He doesn't like, he never liked to be the undertaker. He says, Hareini Nazir, to celebrate his simcha, Hareini Nazir. Then he finds out later on that it's a mistake. That it's not, it's the other Herschel Shech that won. The other guy. So he finds out that he made a mistake. So is the, what's the din if you took a Naziris Batois, is it binding or not? So it's a machlekes Bisham and Bisil. The Bisham said Naziris Batois is chal. Where'd they get this from, Naziris Batois? So they have a whole fantastic Yalfusa. Because it says Nechumish Kodoshi hiye gadel perasaro. So the Nazir is considered like Hegdish. Kodoshi is like Hegdish. And Hegdish Batois is chal. Hegdish Batois, the original machlekes Bisham and Bisil, is whether Hegdish Batois is chal or not. Where does that come from? We call it Tarakula, whenever you need Das Adam. So whenever it's Betoy, so there is no Das. So Hegdish Betoy should not be Chal. So Beisham, I say, we learn it out from the Parsha of Temura. The person has a Korban, he says, Harezu Tachazu, he wants to give a better Korban or an inferior quality, Tobara, Rabato, whatever the story happens to be. And he thought he's going to get away with it. Then the Torah says, no, you don't get away with it. Vahoyahu is Marasa Yeh. It doesn't switch. The original carbon remains a carbon, and the new one that you wanted to substitute is also a carbon. So Gebald, if he would have realized that they're both going to be nitvas b'kedusha, he would have not said it in the first place. So nonetheless, the Torah says that they're both kodesh. He seemed foolish. So Beishama Yagi, he seemed foolish from the pasuk that hegdish b'toyes havi hegdish. And Beisil will say no. That's sof hegdish. Tchilas hegdish b'sav hegdish lo yafinin. Cannot extend. Just because Tamur is Chal B'Toyes, that's Sof Hegdish. It already is Kodesh, and you want to extend the Kedusha to a different animal. So Sof Hegdish is Chal B'Toyes, and Tchilas Hegdish is not Chal B'Toyes. That's Machleges B'Sham and B'Sim. So the Mishnah starts off in Perek B'Shamai, towards the end of Maseches Nazir. The Mishnah starts off at this Machleges. B'Shamai Yomim, Naziris B'Toyes, Havi Naziris B'Sim, say Naziris B'Toyes is not Naziris. That's the same old Machleges, because Naziris is the same as Hegdish, because the Chumash says Kodoshi here, Gadol Peres Arosh. So the Gemara says there, what's the din? A person took a net in Naziris, not Betois, he took a net in Naziris. He understood what he's getting himself into, and then he backs out Terka de Dibur. So normally when a person takes a net, there are a Shvua, he makes a Kinyan or a Matana, and he backs out Terka de Dibur, we say Terka de Dibur, Kedibur Dami. What about to back out Terka de Dibur from Hegdash or from Temur? So the Gemara says it depends on the Machlekes. What about to back out Terka de Dibur from Natmur? What about the back out from the Hegdash or from the Ziris? So the Gemara says it depends on the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil. So the Pasha Pshat is, what do you mean it depends on the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil? That backing out Torah Kedei Dibur accomplishes that we declare that the Neder or the Shvuah, the Kenyan, was Betoyes, that he didn't really have Das. So if you hold that the Nazir is Betoyes is Chal and Hegdash Betoyes is Chal, so what good is it going to do that it's going to back out Torah Kedei Dibur? Torah Kedei Dibur backing out is the equivalent of a Toys. But B'Shamah hold a Nazir is Betoyes is Chal anyway, a Hegdash Betoyes is Chal anyway. So if you hold that Betoyes is Chal, so Chazor Torah Kedei Dibur can't apply. That's what it's. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. According to that Gemara, it should follow that by Tmura, the Gemara said Tmura Betoyes, they all agree is Chal. Sof Hegdash, B'Shamah B'Sil, they all agree that Sof Hegdash is Chal. So the only time there's a machlekes b'sham and b'sil where the chazara tercha the dibur works is on nizirus atchilas hegdish, but on sof hegdish on tmura v'shur you couldn't be able to have a chazara tercha the dibur. That's what it should follow. So that's the problem with our gemara says that if you hold that tercha the dibur is kedibur domis, our person makes a declaration of tmura, he should be able to back out tercha the dibur. So the gemara doesn't make any sense. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is there. In the end of Nidorim, on that Mishnah that the Gemara has the comment on Daf Pezai, the Rambam is both in the Pirush HaMishnah as well as in the Mishnah Torah, writes that Terke Dedibu Kedib Domi, with a few exceptions to the rule, Abu Dizare, Megadev, and Mekadesh, and Megarish, and Tmura. Tmura is also an exception to the rule. That makes such good sense, we don't really understand the Gemara here. The Gemara in Nazir is beferish to be the first sugi in the beginning. Perik Beis Shammai is beferish that Chazara Terke De Dibur only is good from a net and Naziris according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you cannot back out Terke De Dibur because since Beis Shammai hold Hegdish Betos Avi Hegdish and Naziris Betos Avi Naziris, so Chazara Terke De Dibur is based on Tos. So how can the sugi say here in Baba Kama that we allow Chazara Terke De Dibur from Tumur? So this is a big problem. This is a major problem. The simple reading of the Gemara is like that. That's what Tosis learns all Gemara, that there is Chazara Terech De Dibur by Tumur. So the Rambam paskins against our sugi, that there's no such thing as Chazara. The Rambam, however, has another thing. Hegdish Betoyes, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that only Sof Hegdish is Chal Betoyes. But Chilas Hegdish Betoyes, the din is like Beis Hillel. Hegdish Tos, like Havi Hegdish. So that's Shaila. So Chazara Terke De Dibur by Hegdash should be possible. I back out Terke De Dibur, so I declare that the Hegdash is Hegdash Betoyes. Just like I back out from a Neder or a Shua Terke De Dibur, I back out from Mekkah Chamemka, Matana Terke De Dibur. So you say it accomplishes that it's declared as a Neder Betoyes, a Kinyan Betoyes, and so on. So Hegdash, it should be Chazara Terke De Dibur. So the Rambam had the Girsa that there are six exceptions to the rule. We have the Girsa there in the Dor in Perek Basra. And that Pezayin Amalav, there are four exceptions to the rule. Megadev Oivir Avedizora, Mekadesh and Megarish. So the Rambam has those four plus another two. He says Hegdish and Tmura. So Tmura we understand very well. The Rambam should be right. That's Hatzorachim God La Gemara. The Gemara is Shver over here. Why the Gemara says that there is Chazora, Terech the Dibur from Tmura. But the Hegdish, that doesn't make any sense. If you would have passed him like Beis Shammai, that Hegdash Tos Avi Hegdash, then it would follow that we wouldn't allow Chazara Terech Dei Dibur, because Chazara Terech Dei Dibur is Midin Tos. That's the simple reading in the Gemara, beginning of Perek Beis Shammai. But we pass like Beis Hillel, that Hegdash Tos, Loi Havi Hegdash. So why does the Rambam say that there's no Chazara Terech Dei Dibur of Hegdash? That's a problem. To compound the problem, Apela Dika Rambam. So it's not the one and only, a lot of difficult Rambam. It has a lot of wild things. It's a Tosis though. The Shach Nechayish Mishpa quotes that Taisus in Menachas Daf Pei Aleph from the base, I think, or Pei Beis on the base, something. But Taisus writes like that, because Amirasa LaGavay Kim Sirasa LaHed Yedami. So therefore, there's no Chazara Terech Kedei Dibur from Hegdash. So the Shach says he doesn't understand. If I give him Sirasa, what does it make it worse? Amirasa LaGavaya. When you make Hegdash, it's Kim Sirasa LaHed. And if I would give you Misira LaHed, I give you a Matan, I give you a Sefer here. Here's the Sefer, you take it, and I back out Terke Dei Dibur after I gave it to you. So the Shach says, I can back out Terke Dei Dibur of Misiras Elohedya. So how do Tosis prove? Since Amiras Elohedya is the equivalent of Misiras Elohedya, so therefore just like Misiras Elohedya, you cannot back out Terke Dei Dibur, so too, Who says you can't back out? You can't back out. The Gemara just says the cases you can't back out are Mikadosh and Megarish, and Ovid Avedizare and Megadosh. Ovid Avedizare and Megadosh, we don't understand why the Gemara said it's an exception to the law. He did an Avera. That's a person is Mechal Shabbos. Then Turkey the Dibur, he has Charata, he kicks himself, why was he Mechal Shabbos? He eats Chazah. Then Turkey the Dibur, he's angry at himself, why did he eat Chazah? The Gemara says the Rishoyim Amaleim Charatas. They always have Charata. They did an Avera and they have Charata right away. So it doesn't help Turkey the Dibur. Was going to back out. They gave him hasura in advance. They said he wants to worship Avodah Zarah. Wants to be Megadim. So they warn him, don't worship Avodah Zarah. We're going to bring you to Bezdin and give you the death penalty. The guy says, I don't care. Then he goes ahead and he worships Avodah Zarah. Then he has chazara, Turkey the Dibur, after doing the Avodah Zarah. So of course the chazara doesn't help. What was the havamina? So that's Rabbi Chana talks about that. What's the havamina in the Gemara to think that chazara Turkey the Dibur should help by Hegdish? By Avodah Zarah and by Megadeth. And Avera, Zop Ketan Avera, finish. The Kaddish and Megarish, that's a Chiddush, okay. So that's a problem. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? The Rambam entices that Hegdish, he cannot back out from a Hagdosha, Terkedei Dibur. Why not? Because Amirasal Agvekim Sirasal Eidam, why not? So we spoke about that too. Okay, glean at it tomorrow. We'll pick up from here. Thank you.